101.9 Fresh FM.
Financial Breakfast, where we equip you with relatable and realistic financial advice.
Alrighty, let's check in with Juliana Deripi. She is our financial expert on the show, and we have these conversations every Monday around about this time, and we get to talk about your finances, man. She's going to teach us how to manage our money better, how to budget better, planning for retirement, how to teach our kids about the value and importance of money, and so forth, alright? So let's see what lesson Juliana has in store for us this morning.
Good morning, and today's topic is on protecting your finances, financial protection. But before we go into that topic, let us quickly put out our disclaimer. I am in no way representing any company or any entity. I am here solely as a licensed financial advisor, sharing my expertise that I have gained over the years. Financial protection, aka known as insurance. Here are a few questions you ask yourself, or a few questions that you need to consider before taking out insurance, whether it be life, monetary, or asset protection. And those will be the who's, the why's, the when's, and the what's. Okay, so who are you aiming to protect financially? Or what are you aiming to protect financially? This could be your children's education, this could be your children in general, or your spouse, or this could be your car or your capital in terms of money. Why is it important for you to protect these items or people financially? In the event of death, will your family still be okay? Will they be able to maintain their current lifestyle that you have helped them build, or will they have to relocate and find other alternatives due to the lack of proper financial planning? Which brings me to how. How is it going to make you feel that in the event of your death, your family will not be fully covered, and therefore your children will not be able to maintain the lifestyle that you have set for them, and your spouse now has to do double shifts because she has to maintain a household that you failed to financially protect? I have cover at work. All good, no worries if you are planning to retire within that company. But what happens if you lose your job? If you are retired, what happens when you become so sick that you are unable to work? What happens in the event that you change jobs? What happens if you want to buy a house? All of these, what happens that I have just mentioned, is in the event that any of them so happen to happen, then you forfeit the cover that you had with your employer. And now you have to start from scratch, and you are a retired person. And now you have to start a whole new life cover that you can't now afford, because it's more expensive to start something new when you are older. Getting to when. When is the right time to protect your family? When can you take out insurance? And who is the person that is eligible for life insurance or investments, short-term insurance? If you'd like to know more about this, kindly call me on 081-644-8286, and we can have this whole conversation where we do a full F&A for your financial needs analysis, which will give you a clearer understanding of your finances and where your money is going. Before I leave you, let me quickly give you a tip of the day. Mm-hmm. Insurance covers are not a want, but an essential need. Therefore, I suggest you highly prioritize it. That is all from me. Aww. From my side, it's au revoir. Bye.
Bye. Thank you so much, Juliana. Man, you can get in touch with her as well. Have those conversations. Perhaps it's time that you have a financial expert actually assess your finances, yeah, and advise you as to, you know, just the moves that you need to make, man, so that you're in a better situation or better position financially at the end of the year.
Thank you so much, Shaquan. 8:58. On the other side, we go to the streets.
Financial Breakfast, every Monday at 8:50 a.m.